Retirement may seem far away, it may seem very close, or you may be wondering whether retiring is even possible. There are ways to help make it happen, and a financial planner may be a good thing.
And Janet Bodner joins us now. She's editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Good to talk to you again, Janet.
You too.
So what kinds of questions can we ask a financial planner that can put us on the right track to retirement?
Well, one of the things, especially if you're within, say, 5 years or so, and you're really thinking about this, you have to make a lot of decisions. And so one top decision is if you're getting some sort of a pension or retirement plan, you have to decide whether you want to take it as a lump sum or do you want to take it as an annuity, meaning that you get a steady stream of payments throughout your lifetime. The difference here is that if you take it as a lump sum, you have to invest it so the responsibility is on your shoulders. You may get a better return than you would with an annuity, but on the other hand, you may run out of money. So I think sometimes consulting with a financial advisor, and we've got some links in our March issue to places where you can find advisors, also on Kiplinger.com. In any case, an advisor might be able to help you with a decision like that.
Janet, for years, it's almost traditional that people would pay off their mortgage, you know, and have the investment in their home for retirement. Good or bad idea?
Depends on your situation. I would probably guess, Hillary, that even now most people just like the security of and the feel good feeling that you have about not having a mortgage payment in retirement. But on the other hand, interest rates are so low right now that if you're paying the math is that if you're paying say 3.5% on your mortgage and you pay it off, it's the equivalent of getting a 3.5% return on your money. Now, actually, that sounds like a lot in today's market, especially with low interest rates. But if you're thinking about longer-term investing, like the stock market, for example, you could probably do better than that in the market with your money if you have excess money. So it kind of depends on what your situation is and what your time frame is.
And Janet, I am hearing this question a lot. When do you file for Social Security? You've got folks who either want to retire early or they lost their job earlier than they expected, but then Social Security pays more when you go later. Where do you go on that one?
Well, if you're a single person, the answer is really pretty straightforward. As you point out, you can take it as early as 62, but your benefits are going to be cut for the rest of your life. It's much better, in Kiplinger's estimation, if you wait until your full retirement age so that you can get full benefits and beyond. If you can wait till age 70, you can get an even bigger benefit. So again, it depends on your situation. But here's the kicker. If you are a married couple, you have lots of different ramifications. If you're both entitled to Social Security, there are different things that you can do to maximize your benefits. Kiplinger actually has a service called Social Security Solutions, which you'll find on our website, Kiplinger.com, which can tell you, you can plug in your own specific information and find out what would be a good plan for you and your spouse.
All right, Janet, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.